Iran's border with Afghanistan is having some of its busiest days in years. Drug liaison officers from around the world are there to see for themselves how Iran's police forces carry out operations against drug trafficking.
The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime continues to praise Iran for its anti-narcotics efforts. For instance, just along its fortified border with Afghanistan, the Iranian authorities managed to confiscate and destroy hundreds of tons of narcotics each and every year. But this is just a fraction of what narcotics smugglers succeed in trafficking over the border before reaching their destination in Europe.
Iran's anti-narcotics police use modern surveillance techniques and control systems to help stop the massive flow of narcotics streaming across the border from Afghanistan. But despite those efforts, Iran remains the primary transit route for Afghan drug smugglers.
We're considerably active along this border area with regards to anti-narcotic efforts. But on the sea border, we face serious challenges and need whatever technical help we could get from the international community. Unfortunately, this is yet to be the case because some governments have politicized Iran's war on drugs.
Iranian officials have repeatedly asked NATO members who are active in Afghanistan, especially Britain, to do more to help curb the booming narcotics trade in the country's south. More than 98% of Afghan opium is now produced in five southern districts, where most of British troops are based.
Iran, every year, particularly over the last 2 years, has accounted for more than 80% of the world's opium seizures and more than 40% of the world's heroin seizures. These are very, very impressive results in terms of counter-narcotics enforcement.
Well, it was very impressive to see the efforts of the Iranian government, especially the army that's based here. And it's sad to have heard of the many lives that have been lost in the fight against narcotics in this region. It was indeed an eye-opener for me coming from the southern Africa to see the many, many challenges that the Iranian government and the Iranian people face.
Iran has also turned to the United Nations for assistance, warning that it would need at least $3 billion over the next few years to modernize and secure its border area with Pakistan and Afghanistan. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, at the Iran-Afghanistan border.